Tonight, we are about to do something that we haven't done really in months. We have heard about the requests and the outcries about this. The anticipation for this is overwhelming, but I will satisfy that anticipation by saying this one phrase. From the BCCS headquarters and points around the globe, this is Bulbacast Season 2. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, hello and welcome to Bulbacast Episode 2 of Season 2. I would like to give everybody an opportunity to welcome themselves back, since many of us haven't done this in a long time. First of all, we're going to go around and introduce everybody. First, we have, from the Bulba Garden Forums, the admin, Archaic.
Hi, everyone. Been a while.
Mm-hmm. We have Pi, your friendly BMG super moderator now.
Hi, everybody. Nice to be here again.
And I'd like to give my formal welcome back to a person who has traveled more than the International Man of Mystery, the International Disappearing Man himself, the owner of Pokemon Palace Network, PPN Steve.
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
All right. So here we are, the first real Bulbacast of 07, and I'd like to wish everybody a happy new year, and hopefully we're going to do this every week, so stay tuned. But first, we are going to get into that call, and we're going to get into our call-ins first, because we want to have a very distinguished format here. So we're going to do that right now. Let's get our first call-in. And our inaugural first call-in for Season 2 will be Sableye, so let's welcome him in here. Hello, Sableye. Welcome to Bulbacast.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, welcome to the show.
I'm sure you all know me. I'm on the channel. Yes.
Yes, he's on the Pocket Monsters channel indeed, and you can watch him every day doing his thing or not doing his thing, depending on what's happening. In any case, what might your question be tonight?
Okay, my questions are basically broad in general. My first one is, what's your favorite Pokemon and why?
Mm-hmm. All right. I think this should be a very interesting and detailed explanation. But first,
have we done this before?
We have, but I don't. But I think it's nice to keep our viewers up to speed, because many of you are joining us for the first time, and we want to keep you up to speed on what's happening here with Bulbacast. And of course, PPN, how about if you start off for us, please?
Well, if you don't know me, you should, but...
I know you.
Pokemon is Charizard.
And obviously.
Why? P.S. Fire is good.
Yes, fire is indeed good.
I like fire.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do too.
Fire and matches. I'm going to go next. My favorite one is Raichu, because I actually looked at a caricature of Raichu, and of course I could see myself, but of course that does not have anything to do. I haven't. It's just that it clicks. That's all that matters, and I own about three variations of the word Raichu on system. That, of course, the IRC service, and that is a blatant plug, but I'm not going to go there. In any case, Pi, what about you?
My favorite has been for a very long time Sandslash. I mean, there's been a lot of ones that I've liked from every generation, but Sandslash has just always had a special place in my heart as a ground type, and because it's covered in spikes, and I like that.
I think I would have thought one of your favorites would be one of Brock's Pokemon.
Hey, he has a Sandslash in the TCG.
Very true.
That's true.
And Archaic, what about you?
Gardevoir, I suppose, would be my favorite. Really just because it's the most, I guess, elegant of the Pokemon, as far as I'm concerned.
All right,
I'll share my favorite. It's pretty obviously Sableye is my favorite.
Is it really?
Never again. I would have picked it for Mile Fan.
Wow, yeah. I could have gone through a whole list, and I couldn't figure it out. Any case.
Total surprise.
Yeah, it's... I always like Ghost and Dark types, and it fits right in perfectly.
Great choice, though.
Very good choice indeed. Yes. You have any more questions for us?
I have just one more. It's also very general. What's your favorite episode?
All right. All right, since PPN went first this time, let's go to Archaic first time around this time. Pressure is on, yes.
Yeah, 100 episodes.
Thanks.
Choose one.
Okay.
Maybe we should come back to him until he's sure.
Well, I won't go for the generic poker shipping answer.
Oh, go ahead. We won't mind.
No. That episode, I'm not actually sure of the name. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it was... towards the end of the Battle Frontier season, when they were with that Nurse Joy doing their training, and you had that contest battle between Haruka and Chu.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that was a good one.
Which one?
Okay, Pai, you're next.
Well, this answer for me actually changed very recently when the new episode Leave It to Takeshi aired. Because, as you all know, I am hopelessly in love with Brock, and that was the most Brock-centric episode I have possibly ever seen. It showed all his best traits, and I think it was great for people who weren't major fans for Brock, and for those of us who were major fans of Brock, it was like a Christmas present.
Indeed so. And PPN, the baton goes to you. What's your favorite? Mm-hmm.
God, that's a hard question to answer.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Is it something with Charizard?
Come on, you know.
Well, it could be. I liked when he came back to rescue Ash that one time when Ash was falling. In the series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I can't just pick one favorite episode of it.
Right.
You gotta get them all.
Exactly. I mean,
that's exactly.
If I had to say one that stands out in my mind, it would be the Advanced Generation episode where they did that orienteering.
Ah, yes.
That was a good
one. 159.
Yeah, just because it was so different and just so refreshing, even though it was a filler and it really led to nothing of the plot. It was a great episode.
Team Rocket actually win something for once.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Without cheating.
Okay. Mine would have to actually be a very, very obscure one. Mine would actually be HE15. Study the Pokemon Trainer School, because I found out that I somehow click with school-related anime thing. obviously, school won't be one of them. But that episode made... I don't know. There was a certain quality about it. I mean, the whole school environment, and I know it was, I don't know, it really clicked with me in terms of episode enjoyment, because you had the whole Camuso and other things, the big battle where they had that nice, where I believe that was the last time that they ever used the Advanced Generation with lyrics in an episode, actually. I believe it was... used a few times before then, I think because they decided to go back to more traditional music packages after that. But it's not only my favorite because of that. It's because That is the episode that brought me back into the fandom. In 2004, I still have a timestamp. I believe it was September 9th, 2004. And I have been here ever since. And that's about it. Sableye, what about you?
Okay, my favorite episode would have to be the first one. Mm. I don't really know why. It started the series. It also started the series of Ho-Oh events that appears, even though they're boring and I hate them.
Well, then why are you listing that as a reason?
I don't know.
I think it more degrades an episode more than praising it.
Yeah, that would be like me saying that episode was great because it had May in it, even though I hate her guts. No, I wouldn't actually say that directly, but you know.
But to get annoying,
because you might offend.
That
some
episode
people.
Was great because it showed Brock to be a girl crazy womanizer.
Hey, that's what I love.
He's a robot.
Yes. He is a girl crazy womanizer, but he's more than that.
As you see, like. The Ho-Oh stuff more, they get kind of, like, annoying, because it's another one and constant more events.
Yeah, she's like, stop following me!
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Crazy bird stalker!
The episode also introduces some of the main characters, well, the main character, which is Ash.
Mm.
Pretty much it, like, why I like it. There's over 400 of these episodes. And I pick one.
Yeah, it's really hard to do.
Very, very hard to do indeed. All right. I think that, well, thank you for calling, Sableye. We'll definitely have you in another cast where you can actually have more time to plan your questions. But for now, we really appreciate your calling, and we hope to have you soon.
Okay, see you all.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Great call, and Sableye will be someone to consider definitely in the future. We're going to move right along here to our next caller, one of our favorites, Pokemon Trainer Lisa. Here she comes. Hello, Pokemon Trainer Lisa. Welcome.
Hi, everyone.
Hello there. All right. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Lisa.
Okay.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Okay.
I'm afraid to ask what your questions are because I know you probably have a whole list there, but tell us the first one, please. Yes, thank you.
My first one is a speculation type of question.
Oh, fun.
When Diamond and Pearl are released in the U.S., do you believe the popularity of the Pokemon games will rise greatly once again, or do you think the popularity will stay basically the same?
Well,
great question.
That's a very good question. It'll definitely spike because look at Japan. It drove DS sales through the roof, literally.
Mm.
And especially with the interactions with the Wii games, that combined with that, I think is really going to skyrocket popularity.
Yeah, and then there's the fact that there's always a rise in activity whenever a new major set of games is released. I mean,
right.
I mean, we'll just look at the forums right now. All the major Pokemon forums have had a huge upsurge in activity since, like, months before those games were coming out.
Indeed.
Just as soon as we started getting real information about them.
Because the anticipation is what brings fans.
Yeah, nobody cares about the Pokemon forums when there's no games or anything.
Yeah, because they could care less.
Yeah.
When something major happens, they want up-to-the-minute information. And that's what the forums can provide.
Right.
All right.
The question will be, though, can that popularity last?
That'll be a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem with the previous generations, to me, always seemed to be the reliance on actually having friends you could do all sorts of cool things with. With the new generation, you don't actually have to have someone who you, like, know in real life who you can trade with, because you can just do all this stuff over the internet via Wi-Fi.
Be a total loser and still enjoy the game.
Yeah, well, the good thing is it promotes social interaction. I think that will really drive up the playability and the replayability of this game.
That's been the focus of Pokemon from the start, and I think that they're making a lot of changes this generation, which are really finally playing into that more, you know?
Mm. Because everybody likes to battle random people. They just don't want to battle people that they know, and eventually they would know their strengths and weaknesses. You could battle a completely different person on the other side of the world, and you have no clue what battle strategy to use. So
exactly.
It'll be interesting to see how long that lasts. My bet is probably 5 or 6 months.
Long and at least through PBR.
Middle of 07. Middle of 07 still.
At least when the Wii game's released.
Exactly.
Because, you know, the link-up capabilities, it's going to keep it popular.
I can't wait to actually have a character that I can control the appearance of. Thank you. Whoever heard that prayer of mine.
But you can do that in Battle Revolution, can you?
Yeah, you can customize your character's appearance.
Ooh, okay.
That's only the selling point of the game, basically.
No, we talked about it maybe being done, but we didn't talk about it actually being done.
There's been news announcements about it and stuff.
Also, in Diamond and Pearl, you can change your appearance for how you appear in battles to other people.
You can't change
your in-game appearance.
Yes, I didn't know that.
That I didn't know.
That's so cool.
Yeah, there's a guy you can talk to. I can't remember where he is off the top of my head. But,
how much can you customize it?
You choose from a random list of characters. I haven't actually seen one of those ones in game yet, so it's not just ones you've seen, and if I remember correctly, just like gives you 4 different ones, and you can just talk to him over and over again. He'll give you 4 different ones each time.
Huh.
Mink.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, at least that's still not quite as much control as in Battle Revolution, but it's still pretty.
Well, there's a lot of things in Diamond and Pearl that people really haven't had the chance to experiment with because of the language barrier. I mean, there's the whole clan system. How many people even know that exists?
I've never heard of that, so I don't know.
Wow.
There you go. I mean, unfortunately for the clan system, you've actually got to have traded or battled with someone in real life to get them into your little group. I can't just form a Bulbagarden clan and get everyone online into it.
No.
And there's a fairly small limit to the amount of people in it as well, I think.
I'm interested to know how the worldwide trading will work for the games in the U.S. with interacting with Japan and everything.
Yeah, well, they should interact with Japan. Here's hoping they actually do.
Yeah.
We'll find out, won't we?
Okay.
Yes, and...
I just meant, with the language barriers and all that.
All right.
We're all going to have to learn Japanese.
Yes, learn now so you can study 3,000 plus kanji. All right. We have.
Not 3,000, it's 2,000.
Well,
that's so much better.
Yeah, 2,000 is still
anyway.
A lot.
Anyway.
Well, it's more common. But in any case, I think we touched bases on that question. What's your next question,
Mikhail? Okay. This one's kind of a trivia question.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
Right ahead.
How many appearances has the Magikarp salesman made throughout the entire series?
Oof.
Not enough.
Well, I can count a few out of my head. Episode 15, also 4, let's see. That random Johto episode, I believe it's in the 260s.
Mm-hmm. Random appearance in the background recently, which I don't remember exactly which episode it was.
He made an appearance in Battle Frontier somewhere as well, didn't he?
He did appear in BF.
When Ash caught Apom.
Yes,
it was the cameo appearance.
So that's about 4 episodes you can count. Of course, like I said, one of them is a Hoso special. So
he appeared when James got Chimeco.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, it's 5.
And he appeared when he tricked James again. It was when Spoink first appeared in that
6. Ah, yes, now I remember 6.
Yeah.
So
and
right now
he's appeared in the background several times as well. Anytime they've come into some sort of festival,
right? But it's just that
he hasn't
had that sharp eye.
Hasn't necessarily been selling Magikarp, of course, though.
So he's basically like the Where's Waldo of Pokemon.
The true answer is not enough.
Yeah.
I would watch a spin-off series about him.
It's unusual that they've actually used that character so many times when he's such a minor recurring character.
Mm-hmm.
There's obviously someone there that really loves him.
But yet everybody knows
him. There's some kind of in-office ongoing joke kind of thing.
Yeah.
I love
that's what it is. It's all part of the ongoing gag and nobody will stop that in a train. Okay. I think we have time for one more question from your PTL, so fire away.
Hmm.
Well, she's out of questions.
Well, if
you're on, a long list. I thought we were talking about a long list here.
Yeah.
Well, I said only two.
Apparently, the list was written. Apparently, the list was written in size 72 fonts, so that's why we could. That's why it seems longer than it actually is.
Okay. Well, if we don't have another question, that's fine too.
I guess there is one where I could ask.
Sure.
Let's see.
Right ahead.
Let's see. Did you guys happen to notice that in one of the contest episodes, one of the extras in the background looked a lot like Ash?
There's a lot of duplicates as far as characters
yeah.
go, especially
when
it comes to audiences.
Exactly, because
it was in the contest room when they're getting ready to, like, yeah.
Here's what the thing is. The animators can only be so creative.
Yeah, they live in a creative world.
What it boils down to. It's dependent on how much time they have to make it, how much creativity the animators have at the time.
But he was wearing a black shirt, and he had black hair.
Yeah.
The only thing he was missing was the hat and the little Z's under the eyes.
Well, maybe he was an Ash clone.
He was a fanboy.
They've got about 20 to 25 standard character designs that they used over and over again for the unimportant, unnamed characters.
Can you imagine if there was, like, a large number of people out there who looked exactly like you but were colored slightly different?
Whoa, that'd be crazy.
I mean, if your family was like Jenny or Joy family and you had like an infinite number of identical duplicates, but still.
Apparently,
if you think about it, some of the things
that,
in the Pokemon
another,
world
that's
are pretty
point all those all together.
Actually, just to go off topic for a second, sure. I think it's really interesting that characters like Hikari somehow don't seem to be aware initially that there's all these Jennies and Joys around. Wouldn't you somehow know that from TV? I mean, you'd imagine that something like that would be a pretty common knowledge.
Maybe there's more families like that, and characters like Hikari are more familiar with them, and we just haven't met those families yet, and we never will.
Indeed.
I'm a conspiracy
theorist. Strange world of
Pokemon. We'll never crack the code. It's like the Da Vinci Code, except we will never crack it. All right.
Family.
That's an actual real code for one.
Indeed so. All right, PTL, I think it's time for you to say goodbye to us for now, but we will definitely have you
all
on
right.
again
bye,
later,
everyone.
Cass. All
bye,
right.
Thanks.
Lisa.
Nice
see
you.
Lisa.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Great call.
And that was a great call indeed. And while we spin her off, we're going to spin this message of importance to you.
Need Pokemon information? Hey, there's only one place to get it. Pokemon Palace Network. PPN has game cheats, game information, episode information, movie information. Remember, don't get your daily dose of Pokemon anywhere else. That's PokemonPalace.net.
Buy more stuff.
Oh.
Buy stuff. Consume.
That's it.
Consume.
Buy stuff
consume.
From PlayAsia.com. Do it through our affiliate links. Give us money.
We like money.
And thank you for calling Trainer Lisa for calling in. And now before we go any further, let me toss things over to Archaic, who has this message of varying importance.
Basically, Bulbul Garden is finally getting around to opening its fanfiction library in the near future. Actually, it'll probably be open by the time any of you actually hear this cast. And basically, we've noticed that there isn't really much in the way of a central Pokemon fanfiction site in the last few years. I mean, you did have the old Pokemon fanfiction mailing list archives, but they're long since gone, and we wanted to create a kind of place people could go to do that. You can find it at library.bulbagun.net. Obviously nothing there yet, but we're hoping you'll all post your fix there, give us a few suggestions on the forums on what kind of categories you'd like to see and so forth, and hopefully we can get quite a few of your stories actually up there in the near future.
Very good.
Sounds great.
Sounds great indeed. And now let's go. Well, we don't really have anything else to talk about. Everything was talked about yesterday. So I think it's time for final thoughts about this second part of the first episode. It's nice to see the call-ins again. And I hope to have more call-ins in the near future where we'll actually have a time for this and we'll have more people prepared for questions.
It's just nice to have a Bulbacast back full stop. It's been
It's nice to not be cut out of it like I was yesterday.
You're the one who vanished, not my fault.
Hey, come on.
All right.
Anyway.
Okay, yes. And, Pi, any last thoughts from you?
I'm very glad to see the Bulbacast back up and running again. We've had so many false starts since the end of the last season, which was... it was an unintentional end, wasn't it?
Not really. It was more of a personal thing than a technical issue, even though technical issues have plagued the first couple of weeks back here.
Mm. Yeah.
Indeed so.
I mean, we had PPN vanishing and then...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
just
the
scheduling problems.
I disappeared.
Yes.
That was a good vanishing act. But I'm glad that we're all back together again.
Indeed
so.
Yes, I have good magic.
I definitely missed this.
Yes, experience.
Yeah,
the opportunity to gush about Brock for everyone to hear.
Much funner.
Exactly.
Much more
if you like the first season, you're going to like the second season even more because we have more things planned and more things are always good.
Woo-hoo.
Hopefully we'll have more
games to talk about.
New
movies.
And more innuendo than you can shake a stick at.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, indeed.
Which actually reminds me,
yes.
We are always looking for more people who'd actually like to join the full-time cast of Bulbacast, especially those who have knowledge in areas where we ourselves are a bit lacking, so especially things like the game or the video games or the TCG. If anyone out there has experience in these kinds of areas and think they have what it takes to be on the Bulbacast, we'd love to hear from you.
Indeed so. What we will actually be doing is we will set up an email address, of course, to submit anyone who wants to submit a sound clip of them reading something off. Please dispatch your emails. We're going to make this a permanent email address to forward to all the main cast members. Email your mixtapes or other things, if you want to even call them mixtapes, your recordings and basically a resume of what you can do to bulbacastrecruit@bulbagarden.net.
Also, if anyone has any questions that they'd like to hear on Bulbacast, but you're not able to get on the cast due to time constraints, if you can actually record yourself and send that in or give us a place we can download it, like RapidShare or whatever, we can actually put you in the cast that way.
Mm-hmm.
You can also ask your questions on the Bulbacast forum.
On the phones, of course, yes. One thing I'd like to also quickly take the opportunity to say, it's been pointed out to me that what I mentioned in the cast yesterday about the release of the Pokemon trading figure game in the US might not exactly be true. Originally, that was meant to be released this month in the US, as far as I knew, but it appears that they've changed that, and it's now listed for first half of 2007 in North and South America. So, when exactly it's going to be released, I don't know.
Please, stay
tuned.
And
then you'll have the opportunity to call in and whine about how the rules aren't good enough.
And that'll just about do it for Bulbacast, episode 2 of season 2. I hope you enjoyed this very abridged, but very good cast nonetheless. I would like to thank Archaic Pie, PPN Steve, for joining us tonight, and I'm hoping for you ladies and gentlemen to tune in next week for Bulbacast episode number 3 of season 2. But for now, this is Tears of the Killer saying good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. See you next week.